This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Russia's currency has been stabilizing over the last week after Russia told its big state-owned companies like Gazprom to sell their foreign currency domestically and buy Russian rubles. Today, the currency is up slightly at 54.6 to the dollar. Still, the gyrations are being felt far and wide, including in Britain's capital, where Russians in a near panic are buying up as much British real estate as they can to serve as a safe haven for their money. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
President Putin once dismissed Britain as a small island nobody pays any attention to anymore, least of all the Russians. That hasn't been Gary Hersham's impression.
In the last few weeks, we've noticed an upturn in the number of inquiries we've had from Russian purchasers looking to buy properties in prime central London.
Hersham, the founder of the upscale Beecham Estate, says he has half a dozen Russian clients clamouring to spend $30 million each on a London home.
These are all cases of people wishing to live in London more or less permanently.
And he's not the only London realtor enjoying a boom as Russians scramble to protect their wealth. Becky Fatimi of Rockstone.
To give you an indication, well, in the last week we've registered six new Russian clients.
In the world of the super rich, this passes for a stampede. They're coming to London, says Becky, because it's home from home. A quarter of a million mostly wealthy Russians already live here.
It works for them due to its proximity to the south of France, Cannes, Monaco, Ibiza. New York is a 7-hour flight. Russia is a 4-hour flight.
Also, rich Russians are made very welcome. With more than $15 million to invest, they can apply for citizenship after just 2 years. But one well-known realtor says the Russian bonanza could be short-lived.
I think there will be a slashing of demand from Russian buyers in London and indeed in other major cities.
Russell Quirk, boss of the eMove online realtor, says the current flurry of interest is from Russians who anticipated the ruble collapse and got their money out beforehand. Now he thinks there could be a Russian sell-off at the top end of the London market.
You might be persuaded to liquidate your UK assets in order to have money because your Russian assets have plummeted in value.
London realtors seem undismayed. They're confident that if Russian money does dry up, there'll be plenty more from the rest of the world to take its place. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.